And welcome back to another episode of Off the Trail. Today we are joined by Michael Matone, our VP of Community Impact. Hello, Mike.
Hey, Mary Claire, great to speak with you again.
Yeah, thanks for hopping on. You know, Mike and I have we've talked a lot about the difference between banks and credit unions and fundamentally how they're different. But I want to take a slightly different approach today and ask you point blank, as a consumer, why should I care?
Well, this is a tough question for me because I've kind of drank the credit union Kool-Aid a lot, right? But looking at the psyche of a consumer, anyone really, I'm glad you asked why. Because a lot of times people talk about what the difference is, right? And we start with, what is a credit union? What is a bank? And I read a book, Start With Why, by Simon Sinek, that I always point back to with the theory of the golden circle, that, most people that start with what will make their way to how, and then they just formulate some why that might not really be the true purpose. When you start with why and think about purpose and then work your way into how and what, it's a much more purposeful and meaningful way of thinking about things. And when I think about that concept and then why a credit union, credit unions were formed with the purpose to create opportunities for pools of people that had shared geography, shared employment, shared something, were able to come together and save and borrow from each other in a way to promote thrift. I believe they started in Germany back in the mid-1800s. And it was a way in which people could, like I said, come together, communally and create opportunities for their people that they wanted to surround themselves with, to be financially sound. So when you think about that purpose of credit unions and you think about the question of why a credit union, it's twofold. One, you share a sense of purpose with the people who you live with, who you work with, who you're around every day in your local community. And two, you want to help yourself and have others around you save, promote thrift, and find opportunities to be financially successful.
So now for someone, what difference will someone see with banking with a credit union versus, a Bank of America or a Wells Fargo? Does that what difference will they feel and see? And does it come back to that why that you mentioned?
So, that's one of the funny things is a lot of times when banks and credit unions are like, oh, we offer the same products and services, right? So you would almost think that sometimes you don't want a consumer to see something different. But there really truly is a difference. And I think the biggest difference when you think about, again, the why, the purpose, the structure, the mission, is with a Wells Fargo or Bank of America, right? They offer a lot of products and services similar to credit unions. They offer a lot of great tools, high tech advancements. At the end of the day, with a financial institution, people who deposit money in, that money gets utilized for lending out, investing in, programs, opportunities, and it's either a cyclical or a funnel way of, moving money throughout that banking system. Credit unions, that system is localized, right? So when you bank with a credit union, the system in which you're dealing with stays local, right? Mid-Hudson Valley, for example, we work in seven counties, right? Ulster, Dutchess, Orange, Westchester, Rockland, Putnam, Sullivan. People who live, work, and worship in those areas. So when you put your money into the credit union here at MHV, it stays in that area. It stays localized. It's just like when you shop at a small business, that small business owner, they take that money and then they're going to another small business and buying something they need. And then that money is going, to the local school district and the local, everything. Credit unions are the same way. With Wells and Bank of America, it might be reinvested in your local community, but it's not a guarantee because they're all over the world. So that's really the big difference. What's the difference that you're going to see is that your money stays local.
And you had mentioned, I kind of like how you mentioned that cyclical notion of the money, right? But when we talk about some of the larger national banks, that money, there's offshoots of that.
Right. So outside of really credit unions and mutual savings banks, other banking institutions have private investment and outside investment, right? People that are invested in the institution, without being a customer or a member. mm-hmm. of that institution. So at some point, there needs to be a break in that circle of the flow of money at, you know, if you have stock in a publicly traded bank, mm-hmm. right? You can own that stock, but you don't have to be a customer. Right. And at some point, you're going to realize some of that profit that's being made, right? And that pulls money away from that circle mm-hmm. of money movement within that financial institution, mm-hmm. right? To come out and pay that outside stockholder. When you're looking at a credit union, right? The member is the owner. So mm-hmm. the member owner deposits the money. The credit union, you know, runs the operation and loans out to other members that are in need. And then after any profit that's needed for retained earnings or capital, that money is brought back, right back into the system, right back to the members.
Right, right. So let me challenge you a little bit, Mike, and just ask you, you know, based on what you've just explained to us, what is or is there a difference between banking with a credit union like MHV and a local community bank, you know, not a Wells, not a Bank of America?
Yeah, so it's much less of a difference, quite honestly, you know, especially if that local bank is a mutual savings bank, just the way that, you know, when you talk about structure, you know, really when it's the local community bank and the credit union, the mission and the purpose are quite the same. Mm-hmm. The structures are a little bit different, right? There are certain things that credit unions can and cannot do, and certain things that local community banks can and cannot do in terms of regulation and governance. Mm-hmm. So that's really the big difference. But most of that stuff is really on the back end. From the consumer perspective, there definitely is much less of a difference between those local community banks and the credit unions. Where you see the differences, honestly, is, you know, based on how they run the operation, not why, right? So the type of services they provide, the people that they have available to you, mm-hmm. How they have you make appointments with certain individuals that are specialists in a product or service. Mm-hmm. So that why is really, really similar. And the how is really where you'll find the difference.
Mm-hmm. Mike, I don't think I've ever met a bigger advocate for credit unions than you. So if you had, you know, one sentence, one chance to talk to somebody about why they should really bank local, particularly with a credit union, you know, what would that be?
You know, I think if I had to do it in one sentence, it's hard for me because I'm such an advocate, I would just turn it into another, you know, soapbox soliloquy, right? But if I had one sentence, you know, you should really consider banking with a local credit union because you care about the people around you. And I think that's really important. You know, I think, you know, I was talking to someone about it earlier today. My goal when I wake up in the morning is, you know, to help someone, you know, here sleep better at night because they're not up at 2 a.m. watching an infomercial about a debt collection service or, you know, fighting with their loved ones about, you know, how they're going to pay their next bill. Right. You know, that's why we do what we do. We do it with purpose and we do it locally where we're here. You know, we're people that, you know, our kids go to the same schools and we shop at the same stores and eat at the same restaurants. You know, you should consider a credit union because you care about your local community and you care about the people around you. And I think that, you know, sometimes people, we don't talk about how much that matters, you know, nowadays with the advent of technology, now you can get everything at the press of a button. But I mean, to a lot of people, it really truly matters.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you. Appreciate it, Mike.
Yeah, my pleasure.
And thank you for tuning in. As always, if you have any ideas for a podcast episode, email us at podcast@mhvfcu.com. And we will see you next time when we go off the trail.